And a good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Coming up this hour around 9:30, we'll get a preview of the Summer STEM online program with USD 383. We'll have three different guests, including Paula Haug, Deb North, and Sheila Stevens joining us. 9:45, we'll get an update from the Red Cross with Christy Ingalls. She'll be talking about some upcoming blood drives. But we're going to kick off the hour, as we always do, the second Monday of each month with KSU Vet Med. We have joining us from the K-State College of Veterinary Health, Dr. Sue Nelson. She's a clinical professor and works in the Pet Health Center. Dr. Nelson, good morning.
Good morning.
It's a pleasure to have you on. I know that we were talking here a little beforehand. It's finals week and kind of some changing of the guard going on here at on campus right now.
Yeah, there sure is. Our outgoing group of seniors just finished up, and we have brand new ones, fourth-year students coming in today. So their training's all going to be remote at first. So it will be interesting.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of things have shifted over the last couple months. Everything's still going online for right now, including you'll have an orientation later today that will also be online, huh?
Yes, we will. And then we're still having our students Zoom in for some of our cases so they can participate. So we're trying the best we can to get them trained.
Well, how are your other services happening right now? Are you guys still kind of on limited access?
Yeah, we are. So it's basically emergency only, or, you know, sick or urgent on our service. Also, even though maybe they're not sick or urgent, dogs or cats that need, like, updated rabies vaccines, we're going to see puppy kitten visits because we need to protect them from their diseases, rabies for public health reasons as well.
And how would you rate, I know a lot of health officials have had to do more of this, but telemedicine, is that working for you guys as well?
I can't speak for the other services. I'm sure a lot of them are doing quite a lot more of it. We don't have a specific telemedicine, I don't want to say link or something, but we do a lot of emailing with our clients, phone conversations, back and forth.
All right, very good. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about some things people can do to take care of their cats and dogs here during the springtime. And this is a good reminder as the warm weather heats up to watch out for fleas and ticks.
Yeah, they are already out. Ticks started emerging in March, and we've seen quite a few of those. The good news is we've got a lot of good new products out there to help battle ticks. They can cause a lot of severe and deadly illnesses, even in our area, for both the dogs and cats. So we want to protect them. Fleas are going to be out, too. We've got the temperatures warming up. We've got the humidity levels going up. So we're seeing more of them as well.
And ticks, you know, some of us have experienced these ourselves. Not easy to get out, but they can be potentially lethal in some cases.
Correct. So in dogs, we do see Rocky Mountain spotted fever and Ehrlichia as our probably more two major diseases that we see. But dogs that are traveling out of state with their owners, which we may or may not have as much this year going on, but we see them come back with Lyme disease as well. So we really need to be careful with a lot of the traveling that we do with our pets. And then cats, we have something called cytozoonosis in this area that, unfortunately, once they're symptomatic, in our area, it's really hard to pull them through. We have a pretty lethal strain, so we need to do the best we can just to keep the ticks off of them in the form of some of the repelling collars that we have and with some of the new medications that kill ticks more quickly as well.
Let's say you live near a wooded area. Is there any prevention measures you can take there besides that?
So keeping your grass mowed down short. They do like the taller grasses, the shrubs, the brushes, to try to help keep the ticks at bay. That's going to be tough. For fleas, definitely keeping the lawn mowed, keeping organic debris raked out from under your bushes, around your foundations. They like to be in the shady areas where there's a lot of organic debris.
Very good. And then another one that comes around a lot is heartworms, and I know I've had pets that have had to deal with that on numerous occasions back in my childhood.
Yeah, so that's a parasite that's spread by mosquitoes, and primarily it likes dogs the best, but we can also see cats and ferrets and other animals affected as well. And so the mosquitoes spread kind of the baby form of this, which is the infective form. But they grow up to be adults that can be 12 to 18 inches long and live in those large arteries around the heart. And so we can see that cause heart failure, lung disease. That's a bad thing to have. The good news is we have preventives for both dogs, cats, and the ferrets that we can use. And a lot of these preventives control several different intestinal parasites as well. And some of them fleas and ticks, depending on what we have or what they're going to use. So we have a lot of good options now. And we do recommend for heartworm control and flea and tick in our area that they stay on year-round.
All right.
Our temperatures, as you see, are just too unpredictable when it warms up or cools off.
Well, yeah, and then that most notably here today, I think we're only going to get up to like 51 degrees or something like that in May. So is that controlled then by like a vaccine, or is that like something they take orally?
Yes. So there's pills they can take orally, or there's spot-ons, so topical medications as well. So people, and for the dogs, there's an injectable form of medication for heartworm that's good for 6 months, and a brand new one that just got labeled for 12 months that just got launched a few months ago.
Okay, very good. So prevention, obviously, key in both of those cases. You have another topic here, tularemia. What is that?
Yeah, so tularemia, that's a mouthful. That's a tick-borne disease that people can get as well, and often around here get it from tick bites. But cats get it from eating rabbits who are infected with disease, and rabbits get infected when the ticks come out. So when they bite the animal and eat the animal, they can get infected that way. And they can also get it from ticks as well. But usually the history is there was a recent rabbit that was caught by these outdoor cats. And if it's not addressed promptly and with the appropriate antibiotics, cats will die from this. And they're also contagious to their owners if they should scratch them, bite them. So we need to be really aware of that. So if you have an outdoor cat who's not acting very well, there's a lot of things that can cause them to be sluggish and ill, but this is one that has to be on our radar.
Okay. And so how would you know if they might be showing symptoms?
They're usually very sluggish, lethargic, don't want to eat. They may feel hot to the touch because they run a pretty high fever. As it advances, you might see the whites of their eyes look a little yellow and jaundiced. So, and then when we see them, owners may not notice this, but the lymph nodes around their jaw are often very swollen and enlarged as well, and they'll have little lesions in their mouth. I would caution an owner to be looking for those lesions because, again, this is really contagious to people as well. And so we're usually handling these cats with gloves and trying to protect ourselves when we're examining them.
And you mentioned it can be, it can infect people as well. So you might be out doing your yard work, come across a dead animal, and if you do, you want to be very careful.
Yeah, you do. So never be touching them with your bare hands or anything. Always wear gloves if you have to move them.
All right. And Dr. Sue Nelson joining us here from the K-State College of Veterinary Health. She's a clinical professor and works with the Pet Health Center. Well, I'll tell you what, let's take a break, and we'll come back and continue our conversation next here on InFocus.